What's up, YouTube? It's Richie from Boston. It's the 7th, it's July, and it's 2025. And I had to make this video for a variety of reasons, but the number one reason is I just went back and forth with the YouTuber Minutes of Horror, Seconds of Horror, and Hours of Horror, I believe. And you might have heard me talk about him before. Well, we're going to get past that because he pointed something out to me that a lot of people in the comments are having a field day. Well, Richie, the 4th of July came and nothing happened. Well, I totally disagree that nothing happened. There's a lot of people right now that don't have houses or are dead. But otherwise, everything was fine. But apparently, that when you read something to them like the biodefense terrorism thing, I'm sorry, the National Blueprint for Bioterrorism, biodefense, they expect that a pandemic, round two, would happen instantaneously. Well, it doesn't. Well, it didn't happen on the 4th of July. Well, turns out, once again, you're wrong. And Minutes of Horror hooked me up with this information, so I gotta give mad props to him. Because, actually, it did start. Exactly what they said they were going to do, they have started doing. They said they were going to have a blueprint for biodefense. They said there was going to be an attack on the 4th of July. Well, when people like myself and many others, because even large channels that aren't even considered awake, ran this story because this is disconcerting. We've seen this before. We've seen Event 201, and then 30 days later, we had COVID, the make-believe relabeling of every disease that humanity ever suffered and died from. We saw them all labeled as COVID, and they even came out with it. I literally have a family member who just told me the other day, I couldn't believe this, unsolicited, that somebody in my family very close to me had a stroke, and their doctor told them, oh, it's probably because you took the Moderna vaccine. Are you kidding me? The doctor's literally telling you had a stroke because you took a vaccine against a mild cold with a 99.7% recovery rate, and you had a stroke? That's a big deal. That's a problem. A stroke is a life changer. But let me get to what I'm talking about here, shall we? So it turns out, starting on the 4th of July, people who were in India were realizing that there was a Nipah virus outbreak that began on the 4th of July. This was published today, updated today. But this all began on the 4th of July. Isn't that strange? Look at the cases. 66, 45 deaths, 6, 4 plus 5 is 9, upside down is 6, just putting that out there real quick. But look at this, look at these death polls, what an outbreak. And it originates from fruit bats, here we go again, infecting humans who come into contact with the infected animals or fruits. Because now, you can get sick from a fruit, an infected fruit. This is all complete and utter bullshit. I'm going to use harsh language. It is what it is. I just spent a good 30 minutes praying in the woods. Sorry, God. It is what it is. But you know what? Harsh times call for harsh language. If you can't handle it, man up. I don't know what to tell you. But yes, indeed, it has begun. And yes, indeed, as usual, we're getting the truth or the lie from another country. It's not ready yet. But this word, get ready for it. Because it's going to be here soon. Don't you worry about it. They've got an agenda. They've got a plan. And they're not stopping. If you recall, I'm not saying this to say, I told you so. But in 2020, in a live stream, when I was out in Wyoming during the first lockdowns that I completely ignored, I mentioned when the New World Order goes for it. When they finally try to put the New World Order, one world government, one world religion, everybody's got the mark, the capstone is on the pyramid. Oh my God, I'm talking about a pyramid. Do you get it? Do you get it? You're wearing Under Armour. I'm wearing a shirt. Shut up. All right, I'm just so sick of the dumb people, you know? It is what it is. You get it in these categories. What can you do? But still, this is starting just like it started last time, except it's not starting in China. It's starting in India. And it's exactly what they showed us in their national blueprint. Do you see what I'm saying? The exact name, the exact date, exactly. Okay? I'm not saying this as an I told you so. I'm telling you because you need to know. This has started. This has begun. When I was out in Wyoming during the first lockdown, I said when these guys actually go for it, see how I sidetracked myself? They're going to use the weather as a weapon like we've never seen before. And they are. This is insanity. Utter, complete insanity. I've never seen so much at one time. Because it has to be being run by AI, period.
This morning, the search for those missing in Texas intensifies with another round of rain on the way. We're taking an EarthCam live look from Dallas, Texas. Officials say at least 80 people have died so far in the devastating floods, including several children and camp counselors. ABC's Christian Cordero has the latest.
This morning, hundreds of first responders from some 20 different agencies are on the ground and in the air, searching for dozens of people still missing after catastrophic floods swept through Texas's hill country. This time-lapse video shows the speed at which the Llano River rose Friday night. Floodwaters brought down trees, homes, and buildings, tearing through Camp Mystic, where 750 girls were spending the holiday weekend. Some are still reported missing. Most of the fatalities happened in Kerr County. Reagan Brown's elderly parents live there in Hunt, Texas. They escaped the rising waters and rescued their 92-year-old neighbor, who was trapped in her attic.
She's never seen anything like it. So this is the highest anybody that we know has ever witnessed the water in this valley.
Among those killed, Dr. Catherine Eads, who was camping in an RV with her husband, Jane Ragsdale, director of Heart of the Hills Camp, and 27-year-old Julian Ryan, father of two young sons. With more rain on the way, first responders are using boats and helicopters to reach people holding onto trees. ABC's Mireya Villarreal embedded with the Coast Guard as they search through the dense forest.
We got a FLIR camera on the front of the aircraft. You can see back there, it's that little black ball turret up there. But it is a very good camera that we have, and it's also an infrared camera, so we can find heat signatures.
President Trump has signed a major disaster declaration for the area, and FEMA is now on the ground to assist. But questions remain about the future of the agency. When asked about his plans to phase out FEMA, which he previously said could happen by the end of the year, Trump said this.
Well, FEMA is something we can talk about later, but right now they're busy working, so we'll leave it at that.
Trump also said he will probably visit Texas on Friday, calling the devastation absolutely horrible. Christian Cordero, ABC News, Washington.
President Donald Trump has signed a major disaster declaration. He says he will tour the devastation later this week.
I want you to keep an eye on this because very, very soon, the Defense Department will stop providing crucial weather data. So we won't be able to see this. So just imagine what they've got up their sleeves. If they're going to stop providing satellite weather data, which isn't from satellites, well, yeah, actually they are. They would be considered satellites, but they're being held up by helium. If they're going to stop, imagine what they're going to do. A couple of days ago, I warned people in Texas that something horrible was coming, and it did. And then yesterday or the day before, I warned people in North and South Carolina that something terrible was coming, and it did. You know how I know? Because you can watch them doing it. They're manifesting. They're conjuring it. They're making the weather. Period. They're intensifying. They're stalling it. And they're literally owning the weather in 2025 like they told us for so many years. And like I've told you for so many years. This is happening. This is real. This is going down right now. I mean, look at this, man. Look at this. And there's a lot more activity over here on the West Coast than I've seen before. And what the hell is this? Actually, what the hell is that? I just noticed that. I don't know what that is. And I don't know what that is either. Wow, that's crazy. Look at that. Look at that. I wonder if it has anything to do with the ship that was just up here and that's now down here. So here's a map of the towns and cities that were affected by the storm, even though another one's inbound right now. There's another storm coming right behind it. You see them conjuring? We're getting it too, but nothing like that. They're conjuring these up. These little drops right here will turn into a giant storm, and they'll stall it just like they did last time. But this right here are the towns that were affected. See all these towns? Austin, San Marcos, New Braunfels. Do you know where these are right next to? These are exactly where they want to... This is exactly where they are building their data centers. But see this little town, Kerrville, right here? Well, coincidentally, this town approves a $175 million power plant project in Kerrville. Isn't that strange? What weird, that's just so coincidental that that's occurring, because that never happens, right? Am I right? Am I right? Yeah, I'm being sarcastic. I'm being facetious. But yeah, that's exactly, that square is that. That right there is exactly where they built the Large Hadron Collider's larger brother and then suddenly stopped. Or did they? Did they find a Stargate? Like I said, Minutes of Horror posed this question months ago. But see this area? They're cleaning it out right here. And they're already approving large projects. So it's all good. It's all good. Nothing to see here. Everything's fine. And here's another thing. Remember all those girls that got swept away? Well, check this out. It turns out that the flood that killed 27, but up to 80 people now, it drowned at a girls' camp. It left 20 children missing while satellite data is wiped out. According to this article, it says powerful organizations and institutes are actively attempting to censor the GazetteTeller.com. Okay. These guys seem to know exactly what's going on, and they're saying that this place was for... Well, you know what? Here, you listen.
On a swollen river in Texas, a frantic search for survivors in treacherous conditions. Flash flooding along the Guadalupe River caught communities and authorities by surprise. Among the dead and the missing are a group of girls attending a residential summer camp.
Okay, but this isn't a regular camp, you see what I'm saying? Because it's not an ordinary camp, it's a safe haven for children of military families, conservative leaders, and whistleblower networks. And at least four of the girls at Camp Mystic have family ties going to ongoing investigations into elite trafficking and bioweapon profiteering. So everything that you're seeing makes perfect sense. These guys are doing this. This is happening right now. We're literally watching either A, the Book of Revelations occurring in real time, or man trying to force God's hand and get God to remove the restrainer. I don't understand it, but it is what it is. It's happening all around us. You really can't shake your head to it. You know what I mean? This is crazy stuff. And this is going down right now. And then oddly enough, today, exactly like I told you originally, no matter who the president was, there is no Epstein list. They had one, they handed it out to all the top influencers and it was all redacted, but now that's not even real. That didn't even happen. There is no Epstein list. Well, there can't be an Epstein list because Trump is on it numerous times. How many times have I shown you Trump's picture? I've got more pictures of Trump with Epstein and young women than I do of me and my wife. That's sad. Sorry, Canned. It is what it is. We had a hard road. But how crazy is this? Everything just keeps coming to pass. Everything keeps coming to fruition. And these guys are smoking places. And apparently another storm is heading to Texas because that is the spot that they built their Large Hadron Collider, which is actually bigger than CERN, that they suddenly stopped building. And it's also right where Jeff Bezos built his creepy, crazy, wacky clock. Remember that?
Can you explain what the 10,000 year clock is?
10,000 year clock is a physical clock of monumental scale. It's about 500 feet tall. It's inside a mountain in West Texas in a chamber that's about 12 feet in diameter and 500 feet tall. 10,000 year clock is an idea conceived by a brilliant guy named Danny Hillis way back in the 80s. The idea is to build a clock as a symbol for long-term thinking. And you can kind of just very conceptually think of the 10,000 year clock as it ticks once a year. Mm-hmm. It chimes once, you know, every 100 years, and the cuckoo comes out once every 1,000 years. So it just sort of slows everything down. And it's a completely mechanical clock. It is designed to last 10,000 years with no human intervention. So the material choices and everything else. It's in a remote location, both to protect it, but also so that visitors have to kind of make a pilgrimage. The idea is that over time, this will take hundreds of years, but over time, it will take on the patina of age. And then it will become a symbol for long-term thinking that will actually hopefully get humans to extend their thinking horizons. And in my view, that's really important as we have become, as a species, as a civilization, more powerful. You know, we're really affecting the planet now. We're really affecting each other. We have weapons of mass destruction. We have all kinds of things where we can really hurt ourselves, and the problems we create can be so large, you know, the unintended consequences of some of our actions, like climate change, putting carbon in the atmosphere is a perfect example. That's an unintended consequence of the Industrial Revolution. We've got a lot of benefits from it, but we've also got this side effect that is very detrimental. We need to start training ourselves to think longer term. Long-term thinking is a giant lever. You can literally solve problems if you think long-term that are impossible to solve if you think short-term. And we aren't really good at thinking long-term. As you know, it's not really, we're kind of, you know, 5 years is a tough time frame for most institutions to think past. And we probably need to stretch that to 10 years and 15 years and 20 years and 25 years. And we'd do a better job for our children or our grandchildren if we could stretch those thinking horizons. And so, the clock is, in a way, it's an art project. It's a symbol. And if it ever has any power to influence people to think longer term, that won't happen for hundreds of years. But we have to, you know, we're going to build it now and let it accrue the patina of age.
And here's one more thing I want to throw in real quick, because it's late and I got to hit the rack. But apparently the National Science Foundation, the NSF, has come up with a laser called Zeus, and it's the most powerful laser in the U.S. And they say that when they fired this thing for 1 second, it used more power than the entire Earth can produce, which is insanity. Insanity. Listen to this jerk off.
Is it theoretically possible to create the Death Star, which could annihilate planets? As it turns out, it actually is possible. So you can think of a laser as a sort of light photocopier. One ray of light will come in, and you'll get two rays of light that come out, and they're perfectly identical in every way, shape, and form. So lasers can be used in just so many different applications, from being able to figure out how far away something is, or we could put a laser on a robot on Mars and use that to figure out what Mars is made out of. But the really fascinating thing, too, is that light itself is very interesting, and we still have so much to learn about it. We can quantize light in a manner similar to what we might see in quantum computers, and being able to use that could lead to more efficient optical communications. We like to examine it really for how it can interact with matter in ways that we didn't think about before, in highly nonlinear ways, in ways that tell us more about matter, but also more about physics itself and how nonlinear complicated systems behave and things at that level.
So did you just hear what he said? You know what I heard? We're making a weapon to shoot at Jesus when he comes through the clouds with a shout, with all of his armies, with his name that only he knows written on his thigh, dressed in white linens, wrapped in gold. That's what this is. That's exactly and only what this thing is. Oh, it's for communication, so you can call somebody better, and blah, blah, blah. Oh, so we can measure Mars. Shut up. Absolutely shut up. And I can't help but noticing that they just tested this thing, and everybody just saw this. I know it's a stretch, but ISIS, astronaut capture a rare phenomenon from orbit, a giant sprite above a thunderstorm? This is insane. This is totally, utterly, completely insane. You think that might have been residual from them firing a weapon straight up? Who knows? But a sprite in real life, from what we've learned and what we've been told since we were children, a sprite isn't something that you could capture. How in the world did you capture that with a camera when it only happens for a millisecond? Do you see what I mean? 250 miles above Earth. 250 miles. I'd like to know how much of that's actually true. But I cannot unsee the correlation between this and this. Am I wrong? Maybe. Maybe. But this right here, like he said, it's a Death Star. It's a Death Star. What would they want to kill more than anything else? You know what I mean? What would the adversary want to kill more than anything else? Jesus. Period. Period. And we know they're building these weapons for other nefarious reasons. But everything he said is a complete and utter lie. Just my opinion. At any rate, it's late. Richie from Boston. Links will be below. I'm out.